Two first ladies meet. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. First Lady Jill Biden making a surprise visit to Ukraine on Sunday, sitting down with her Ukrainian counterpart, Olena Zelenska, in Uzhhorod. Zelenska, through an interpreter, citing the importance of the visit. Jill Biden pledging continued U.S. help in the ongoing conflict with Russia. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also visiting Ukraine on Sunday.
It is clear that Vladimir Putin is responsible for heinous war crimes. There must be accountability.
The Prime Minister in Kyiv. Meantime, leaders from the G7 democracies pledging to phase out or ban the import of Russian oil as they met virtually with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support on Victory in Europe Day, marking Nazi Germany's surrender back in 1945. A Wisconsin pro-life group saying they were targeted by an arsonist over the weekend as abortion rights protests ramp up nationwide.
Wisconsin Family Action, which is opposed to legal abortion, says someone tossed a Molotov cocktail into its Madison office and spray-painted the side of their building with a message reading, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," unquote. Police are investigating the alleged arson, but it's unclear who's behind it. The lobbying group's president says she considers the fire a direct threat following the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion indicating Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Nominations for Broadway's Tony Awards are set to be announced Monday morning on the Tony's YouTube channel in 26 categories. Broadway finally reopening after nearly 2 years of a pandemic-mandated shutdown. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Strong winds complicating efforts to fight New Mexico wildfires.
Wind gusts as strong as 50 miles per hour, hampering the fight against fires burning across northeast New Mexico. They forced some firefighting aircraft to be grounded, removing a key tool for battling the fires. The National Interagency Fire Center says more than 20,000 buildings are threatened, and the northern and southern ends of the fire are proving trickier to contain with the fast winds. The fire has already destroyed about 300 homes over the last 2 weeks, but the area's largest rural town is Las Vegas, New Mexico, population 13,000. And it appears safe for now thanks to fire lines and other preparations. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
Federal investigators confirming that a buildup of ice on the wings and other parts of a plane was a key factor in a 2019 crash near Chamberlain, South Dakota that killed 9 of 12 members of an Idaho family on board an overloaded small plane. The latest movie in the Marvel franchise is topping the weekend box office.
Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness kicking off the summer movie season with a blistering start.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
The film starring Benedict Cumberbatch earning an estimated $185 million in ticket sales. Last weekend's top-grossing film, The Bad Guys, falling to second place with an estimated $9.8 million in ticket sales. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2, selling $6.2 million in tickets to finish third. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Filipinos are voting for a new president, and Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of announced a dictator, is one of the top contenders. He leads in some pre-election polls. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.